What do you do to help other people in their journeys to find more joy, success, fulfillment?
Time. I think it's time, you know, spending time with people, because that's something that you can't get back truly. But spending time with people and being around them and offering them, you know, a listening ear or your hand or service or a shoulder to cry on, whatever that might look like. Because time is really something that you just can't get back.
All right, Taylor Warner, welcome to the show.
Thanks,
man.
Guys. Glad to be here.
Welcome.
So me and Taylor went to freaking junior high together.
Junior high, high school.
In Mountain View.
Yep.
High school, yeah. And now still hanging out.
So you guys are OGs together.
OGs, man. Back in
same
day.
Age?
I'm a year older. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I never hung out with anyone really my age. I hung out with several people, but I was mostly hanging out with the group older or your guys' group. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been going on those family trips. Yep. Is that your daughter's birthday party a little while?
Yeah, yeah. A couple weeks ago.
Yep. And then I missed your wife's birthday, but we had cookies there.
But we had, you guys represented, you pulled through with the cookies.
You were there with the dirty dough.
We would have rather had you, but that's all right.
Settle for cookies. Anyways, what's your background? You started saying it and I wanted to save it for the podcast.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've kind of jumped around the past couple of years. Been in the network marketing space, a couple of different companies. And then now
we love doTERRA here.
Yep.
Now
yep.
That we love Greg Cook.
Yes. Yeah. Greg Cook's awesome. He's
not
a good guy.
Love him before.
Is it official now?
Yeah. He gave us some money and he's given us some more money.
He's a good,
he's
dude.
A great, but the, partnership,
he gives to a lot of things. He's a good guy.
The partnership on the Cook Foundation is beneficial for a while. The Cook Center.
Is that like the Cook Cookies or something? You going to do something with that? You should be doing something with
that. That's for the mental health. So all the wellness centers, we're doing it through his foundation.
Okay.
Because they already have it all set up. And then he came in as an investor on the Dirty Dough side, on the corporate side. And then he's also donating to the nonprofit as well.
That's amazing, man.
And his daughter signed on some franchises today. And his daughter is a rock star.
That's way cool. I didn't know that.
I asked her to be on here too.
Did you?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Is Greg going to jump on?
Oh,
Greg's a good dude.
Greg, I'm so sorry.
doTERRA's awesome.
Quite a while.
I was there for a little over 7 years. Various positions as I was getting my undergrad, and then I was actually there throughout my master's as well.
Cool.
And so I love doTERRA, love their products, love everything they have to offer, and a lot of their mission too. You know, their mission just about helping people, serving, giving back. Mm-hmm. You know, you just mentioned Greg, you know, him and a lot of the other owners kind of have that same servant's mentality where they're going to lead by example and they're going to reach out and help anyone in need. And so it's a great, phenomenal culture over there. And so I really love my time there.
What are you doing there?
A lot of things. So most recently, when I left, I was a sales manager. So I oversaw a region working with some of our top distributors, top leaders in the central region. So I worked from like Texas up to North Dakota.
All the high level distributors.
Yep. All the distributors. Yep. From the corporate side. So a lot of sales support. It was a sales team.
Yeah.
It was different because I was on the sales team, mm-hmm. but I wasn't doing any sales myself. I was more influencing them and, you know, instilling hope and confidence in them so that they can go.
What were the top producers doing?
As far as like
volume? Yeah.
Millions of dollars a month.
It's crazy.
Millions.
And so he was working with them directly, which is like a super cool experience to be able to
very
coach
cool.
people that
uh-huh.
high of a level.
Yeah. Well, it's unique too, because each of them are independent distributors, contractors, if you will, you know, so it's like they don't report to anyone at the corporate office per se. They each have different, you know, strengths and weaknesses, and they come to the table with a different mindset of how this should look and how work should be done. So it was cool getting that perspective, working with so many different people with different strengths, talents, weaknesses, and being able to see them in their element. They're all entrepreneurs, you know, they're all figuring it out. And, you know, we kind of provide a backbone and ideas and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's on them. So,
you're kind of like
really
a
cool
sales whisper for quite the time. Just
whisper.
And then
no, but it's good.
When you went to LifeVantage, was it a similar position?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Very similar position. Yeah. I went over there and was working with their top leaders as well. And they're doing, millions of dollars a month as well. So kind of cool seeing two different companies and the way they operate. But grateful for both of my times at those companies for sure.
And then most recently,
now I'm at BYU.
Sponsorships.
Corporate sponsors with BYU. That's been a lot of fun. Just working again with entrepreneurs, people who are blazing the trail, C-suite, you know, level people who are making decisions. And so it's been fun working and interacting with them and representing BYU, which is a university that, you know, I love and, you know, grew up going to sports games and everything like that. And so that is literally in the job description of like, you go to football games, you go to basketball games. And
that's cool.
So that's my jam. That's my jam. So it's fun.
And
it's a good time.
My wife loves it too.
So my wife loves it too. And she's actually a contract work for them. So she does like events and hosting. So she's not in the office, you know, day to day, but she's there with like the hosting spaces. We kind of wine and dine our corporate sponsors before the game with meals and stuff like that. So she helps out with those spaces. So it's fun to work with her a little bit too.
What caused the switch from the multi-level marketing, sales coaching to sponsorship?
Yeah, I think just looking for something different, change of pace. Truthfully, this is kind of a job that I was looking at for the last 5 or 6 years, but there's very, very little turnover. And so this was the first position available.
That's cool.
In the last 5 or 6 years. They just don't have turnover. People stick around. They really like it. It's a good culture, good environment. And so it's something that I had my eye on that I probably would have taken 5 or 6 years ago had it been available and had I been offered the position. So it's kind of just biding my time a little bit. Definitely grateful for the opportunities and experiences I've had at doTERRA and LifeVantage. And I think those have set me up to have, you know, success in the position that I'm in now. But yeah, this is a position that I've just had an eye on for a long time.
Okay, so going on with the joint fulfillment topic, why have you had your eye on it? Like, did you feel like this was going to give you more of that, the joint fulfillment?
Yeah.
Yes or no, and why?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think part of it is my schedule. As I was, you know, with doTERRA and LifeVantage, I was traveling a lot. I was gone. And every time I was gone, you know, I realized that it's my family that makes me happy. I want to spend time with them. And, you know, I would be on, you know, I'd be gone 25 to 30, you know, weeks out of the year trips.
Wow.
That's a lot. It adds up, especially, I mean, our oldest just turned 4. We have a 2-year-old and an 11-month-old. So, you know, had they been a little bit older, it's a little bit easier, but bedtime routine with, you know, my wife as a single parent when I'm gone, you know, 25 to 30 weeks out of the year, it's hard and it adds up. And so I wanted to be around them a little bit more, you know, and not miss these crucial years when they're having a lot of firsts, you know, first words, and they're walking and all of these things that you don't want to miss as a parent and as a dad. I wanted to be around for that. And so that was a big pull for me to come over and kind of have a change in the industry as far as, you know, we have a lot of events, you know, a lot of football games, but that's very family friendly where my family's there with me, even though I'm still working. And so you don't miss that time. So that was a big pull.
That's massive. I mean, 25 weeks of the year.
It was a lot of travel. Yeah.
And that was you visiting and coaching people, running events.
Yep. Running events. Yeah. Seeing them. And I loved it, you know, and so that was kind of the catch-22 is I love to travel, love to see these people. But right now I needed to make family more of a priority and spend more time with family and be with them a little bit more.
Traveling's exciting for your first 10 trips.
And yeah, like,
I've done this. I'm sick of hotels. I'm sick of airports and airplanes. Yeah.
It is that. And then also when you're traveling, you just work, or at least that's me, because it's like I have hard cutoffs when I'm here because I do want to be with my family, but what's like, well, I'm not. So now I'm just going to.
Now you're just working out of a hotel room.
Work done. But it's like, oh, and I hate riding in airplanes and then my back gets all tight and I'm like, oh. Anyways,
it's hard.
Sound like old person.
Oh, I am an old person. I hate doing that. And then the FaceTime, it's like, I'm going to put my kids to bed on a FaceTime. Yeah. Like, this freaking sucks.
Yeah, it's hard.
So
it's hard.
Anyways, that's cool that I didn't know that, but went into a big position of the big factor in the decision.
Right. Yeah, it was.
Maybe a follow-on question, like BYU is very family oriented.
Totally.
So like what have been the biggest eye openers now being here? Mm-hmm. Do you work more? Is it easier to cut off? Like what does the support system look like? And is it bringing you more joy and fulfillment?
Yeah, no, it absolutely brings me more joy and fulfillment. There's a lot of events, but I'd say we have a standard, you know, 9-to-5 work schedule. And so that's been good outside of events. So events themselves with the team that I'm on specifically, we go to, you know, a lot of the sporting events. And so those weeks or those days are a little bit longer, but a lot of those you can bring your family to. You know, they can come to a game. And so I'm working, but hey, I'm checking in. I'm making sure that the kids are good, making sure my wife's good. And they have a lot of very family-friendly events throughout the year. We have like an employee appreciation event coming up on Monday where everyone gets to come together. And we just had one, you know, 2-3 weeks ago as well. So they have a lot of opportunities for the family to be there, family to be involved. You know, my wife and daughters, they come visit me in the office sometimes and just hang out. And the girls love the snack drawers that they have. Yeah. So they're always getting loaded up on candy and sugar. But it's fun. It's good. And definitely it has brought me a lot more joy and fulfillment.
And the funny thing is, it's like, even though you're working and they're there, I mean, I can relate to that. Just, I usually work from home, even though I live so close to here.
Yeah.
Because even though I'm there working, it's fun when the kids walk by the office and they say hi or
yeah.
Or I'll run out to go to the drink or go to the bathroom. And it's just like, it's nice to be there with them.
Yeah.
Give them a quick hug or whatever. Not that you're paying, you're talking or anything, but it's like, yep. It's nice. I'm working, but I'm still there with him.
And you're present. Like
I'm gone the whole day.
Yeah. It's the little daily interactions that you can have. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to mental health and particularly mental health challenges or struggles. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that comes to mind that you've gone through? Like uh-huh. what has been the biggest mental health challenge or struggle, and what have you done to overcome that?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think comparison in general, you know, I grew up playing a lot of sports, still try to play sports and stay active, but you know, comparison between yourself and other people, but then a lot of times even just because I'm so competitive, comparison between like myself and I'm trying to get better, I'm trying to improve. So it's not always, hey, you know what, I see you doing this and I'm trying to outwork you or outdo you. It's I want to be better, I want to improve upon myself. And not really enjoying the moment that you're in. But something that's helped out with that is just having more of an attitude of gratitude, just being grateful for where I'm at, enjoying the process, enjoying the journey. I also think that travel's helped out with it as well. As I've traveled and I've gained different perspectives of the way that other people live throughout this country and then in other countries as well, that perspective has really been eye-opening. For my MBA, we did a project down in Costa Rica. So we went to Costa Rica for a week. We worked with several businesses down there. But then one of the other things we did is service projects. And we did it for people in like the slums and like the ghetto. And just the conditions they live are so rough. They're so hard. And we take for granted the things that we have here. And you realize that, you know, we have nothing that we should not be just ecstatic about. You know, one of the biggest things that I will always remember is they're walking us through like their little town, their little ghetto town, the slums. They have tin roofs, you know, for roofs. And we just started reading to this kid in Spanish, one of these Spanish books that they had. They had a little library. You know, hardly any of them have washer, dryer, TV, any of the amenities that we would just take for granted here. Just standard, you know, housing procedures to have all of that stuff here in the U.S. But they don't have any of that. And they were just so happy. These kids, they have no idea because they don't see what else is out there in the world. And so they're so grateful for the things that they do have. And it helps you to realize, you know what, you can be happy with what you have while still trying to achieve your goals and while still enjoying the process and the journey of where you're at right now. That was a big thing for me, seeing the way that they lived and how happy they still were with the very little that they actually had.
That's all kind of your perspective. So yeah. You're saying dishwashers. And I just thought yesterday, because I'm scrolling through Facebook and somebody says life hack. On my next house, and I had a screenshot of a commercial dishwasher for like $4,000. Thought it's a little bit more, but this will wash all your dishes in 2 minutes instead of, you know, it's like pitch. I'm like,
yes, I need that now.
My dishwasher is just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I need a commercial dishwasher. Like,
yes.
And then you're going the opposite. You're like, no, just be happy with the dishwasher you have.
Yep.
But it is perspective. It's like, well, do I, compared to a commercial dishwasher, my dishwasher isn't great. Compared to washing it by hand, it's amazing. Compared to not having dishes, it's even better.
Yep.
Right? And it's just like, what are you comparing yourself to?
Right.
Which is, that always to kind of take that step back.
Yeah. There's always going to be something bigger or better. There just always will. And even if even if you feel like you have everything in the world, there's always something that's going to be missing. I mean, you could have all of the money in the world, but then maybe you're lacking on the health or the relationships because you haven't spent time with people while getting that money or whatever that looks like. There's always going to be something missing, but if you can truly appreciate the moment and the journey, I think that's what brings a lot of the joy.
I want to echo that because I just got back from Samoa. Mm-hmm. I was there 2.5 weeks, same thing.
That's awesome.
In the middle of nowhere, but coming out to the US, like I can order cookies. Like the fact that I could order cookies to my house was like,
yeah.
I was calling taxis like on the side of the road and like I'd have to walk to the shops, get coconuts every morning to eat. And it was like
what a hassle.
My challenge here, now that I have everything you could possibly imagine, is how do I be so intentional?
Yeah.
Like intentionality is the key here in the States when we have so much at our fingertips.
Right. Yeah. Love that.
There's, but even just traveling in the United States, because you mentioned traveling outside of the country, mm-hmm. which we can see. I was talking with a guy yesterday, and he was like, yeah, we're moving offices. I was like, oh, I thought you had a cool spot, because he was in Indianapolis, and I just saw him. And he's like, 3 days ago, a guy got murdered with a hammer in front of, you know, this is downtown Indianapolis. I'm just like, Cade's over there. He served his mission in Indiana. He's like,
yeah. He's like, I know where that's at. Yeah.
Wow.
That is a different world than Pleasant Grove, Utah.
Yes.
You know, nobody's getting killed by beaten with hammers at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Wow. That's intense.
It's just like, the problems that you either do have or you don't have, man, it's, okay, going back to the gratitude, the formula that I think, breaking it down, being analytical on it, it's, well, what's the emotion that you're after? You know, find what the emotion and then solve for that. Because it's like, well, when I have a commercial dishwasher, then I'm going to be XYZ.
Right.
Or you know, this Facebook post was about time efficiency.
Okay.
But it's like, but what's the emotion that time efficiency is going to get you? And can I still have that emotion without having that time efficiency?
Yeah.
Or without having that car or without having that book or whatever? Mm-hmm. And it's narrowing it down and actually being clear on the emotion that you're after rather than an object or amount of money to buy an object. But it's like, well, it's all comes down to emotion. So narrow it down to that emotion and then see if you can have that on a day-to-day basis rather than waiting for that next promotion or next job.
Right. Right. Yeah. I like that.
Joy and fulfillment for other people. So whether it's to your spouse, coworkers, friends, family, kids, what do you do to help other people in their journeys to find more joy, success, fulfillment?
Time. I think it's time, you know, spending time with people, because that's something that you can't get back truly. And gift giving is not my best quality. My wife will attest to that. She has to like text me what she wants for her birthday or for Christmas or anything like that. And if I don't write it down, then it's not happening. And if she doesn't tell me, she's likely just not getting something that she would be very happy or proud of. So it's time. It's spending time with people and being around them and offering them, you know, a listening ear or your hand or service or a shoulder to cry on, whatever that might look like. Because time is really something that you just can't get back. So for the people that, you know, I'm trying to help influence and that I want to have joy and fulfillment, I think it's spending time with them. You know, there are, you know, worldly things that, you know, you might be able to offer as far as, you know, gifts or anything like that we've already talked about. But I think a lot of it is just time.
There's
just
a being quote there, by being an present. Apostle. We heard one of the mission presidents talk about it, is like giving time is giving the most of yourself. Or giving money is just like a part, because we can all have money, but giving
it's true.
Your full self is giving time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're giving your time, you're fully invested. Yeah. You're present. I mean, you can give money and then your thought is elsewhere and you could care less what happens at that point. But if you're there present with someone, giving them your time, I mean, that goes a long way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last question for you. How do you want to be remembered? What's the legacy that you want to leave behind?
I think, you know, my dad always, you know, taught us growing up, it's important to be kind. You know, and he's a great example to me, and he's had a phenomenal career, and the people who have spoken about him have just said that he was just the nicest, kindest person out there. And so that's something I'm working on, something I'm trying to get better. I can be a little bit impatient at times. And so I think trying to remember that I want people to remember me for being kind, for being nice, for doing the right thing, for being there when they needed me. 'Cause I've had several people who have, you know, passed away, and you kind of have that thought of, is there anything that I could have done? Mm-hmm. You know, and they passed away a little bit too soon. They took their life kind of thing. And, you wonder what you could have done to help. And sometimes there's nothing that you could have done. And you know, mental illnesses are very, very serious, and they're hard and they're challenging, but you always have that thought come up of, what could I have done? And so I think just showing kindness, I would love to be remembered for just being kind, just being nice to everyone.
Love it.
That's awesome.
Well, thanks for coming on, Taylor.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
How can we connect with you? How can guests connect with you?
Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Taylor Warner?
Taylor Warner or Taylor Hezekiah Warner. Have my middle name thrown in there on Facebook. So
yes. I like it.
Hezekiah.
That probably makes it easier to find you.
Probably does. There's a couple Taylor Warners. Yeah.
Unless you're like me, there's no way I know how to spell Hezekiah.
Yeah, but you're
Siri
right.
Does.
Might make it harder. Yeah.
I will throw that in. Hezekiah.
Yeah.
Copy paste.
Right. Straight from the Bible.
Hey, man. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks,
thank
guys.
Thank you.